Is Jam Live, and we hope you are enjoying listening to the performance by the Henderson Cult Guitar Duo, recorded at the St. Elias Convention Center in Haines Junction, Yukon, in November 2017.
So we'll move on to the Schubert now, which we, in the program, I think says we would have played first, but we're going to insert it now into the program. And this is it's a very famous piece by Schubert, originally written for piano in the key of G flat major. And if you remember what I said earlier, guitarists don't like playing in flat keys, so we pop that up to G major, and it's a lot easier. And we think Schubert would have approved of this key change because he himself was a guitarist. Not sure how serious he was, but I think one of his colleagues had written that Schubert would often have a guitar by his bedside. So when compositional inspiration struck him, he would just kind of grab the guitar and quickly jot something down. And that's not to say he wasn't, you know, not to say he was too lazy to just go over to the piano, which was right there. Schubert didn't live a great life. He was often quite poor, so sometimes he would pawn his piano off. And guitar was much less expensive, so he could have one of those around. So, and when we arranged this, we thought it would just works perfectly for two guitars. So we hope you enjoy Schubert's Impromptu, number 3. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to play something that, type of music that we don't usually play. It's music by a living composer. Patrick Roux is a Canadian composer, actually, and he's based in Ottawa. And both Drew and I have had a chance to meet him and have some lessons with him. And so we actually asked him about this piece, what is the meaning of it. And he said it's a tribute to his grandfather, who apparently led a very interesting life. He lived in many different places, lived in France, New York. He was in the French Navy. He was a musician, an artist, a cook. He had a very exciting and varied life, apparently. And the title refers to, the title translates firstly as Yesterday, Today, Never Again. And it refers to the time before Patrick Roux was born, the time that he spent with his grandfather, and then the time after his grandfather's death. So this piece you'll hear has a lot of different sections, and those are meant to emulate or kind of simulate the different stages of his grandfather's life. And at the very end, there's a you'll hear a heartbeat that slows down and eventually stops. So it's kind of a tribute to a life well lived. Thank you.
This next piece is actually by, well, it's by virtually an unknown composer named Domenico Zeppoli, so a very, you know, Italian composer. And he had, I'm jumbling my words here, but this will all tie together. We were at a guitar festival in Subtle Beach, Ontario, and there's a man there who comes every year. He's an amateur guitarist. It's a guitar festival. And he cooks this beautiful meal, and his name was Joe Zeppoli. And he told us all about his great, super great grandfather, who was a composer, who had, I think he had done a mission to the Americas, and he actually died in America, I'm pretty sure. So this piece, actually, Michael has arranged it. We kind of arranged it hoping that Joe would hear it one year at a guitar festival, but I don't think we've played it for him yet, have we?
No. I sent him the music, but we haven't played it for him.
So everybody else gets to hear it before Joe. We call him Joe Zip. That's his moniker. So we hope you enjoy this. It's really an organ piece, very short, called Toccata al Offertorio.
You've been listening to the guitars of the Henderson Culk Duo and their inspired arrangements of classical compositions never intended to be played on guitars. Happily, we still have time for an encore. We present the second movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, arranged and performed by the Henderson Culk Duo. This live recording was made by Drew Henderson himself at a Toronto church. that's all for this show. But before we go, we would like to thank Steve Gedrose from Whitehorse Concerts for his strong commitment to make live classical music accessible to Yukon communities. If you enjoyed this show, you should check out the breadth and depth of the live recordings we have on our website, junctionjam.ca. Just go to the Jam Live page. This show is brought to you by Junction Arts and Music, written and produced by Dieter Gade, and I am Kathy Clark. Thank you for listening.
Hey, my name's Katie. You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.